All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, last week, USC decided to bring back Clay Helton for another season as their head football coach. This decision was made by new athletic director Mike Bond, and I am sure that the alumni and major boosters to the USC program definitely had something to say about that. Let's be realistic. Helton has been on the hot seat since he's been at the helm at USC. The guy's 40-21 in 5 years, and he's 31-12 in the Pac-12 with one conference title and a Rose Bowl victory. But will bringing him back pay off? Recently, USC has been lagging in recruiting, especially in California, and that's hard to believe due to the fact that typically any player that the Trojans want from California, especially the LA area down to San Diego, they tend to get, and they've been losing out on those quality guys in-state and out-of-state. I think the best solution for this is if USC wants Clay Helton as their head coach, they need to commit to him. And I mean, it can't be a half commit like how we've seen in recent years. It has to be a full, flat out commit to this guy. You have to have all hands on deck, getting behind him, giving him the resources that he needs to succeed. This is a guy that went 7-2 this year in the Pac-12, which is definitely nothing to sneeze at. And you look at three of their four losses, very close. Lost by one possession at Washington. It's always an easy, tough place to for an opponent to play. Lost by one possession, less than one possession on the road to Notre Dame. This is a Notre Dame team that was in the race for the most of the season to make the college football playoff. And then they lost on the road in overtime to BYU, and it was a first start for a third-string starting quarterback. So very easily, you're talking about a situation USC could have been in a Pac-12 title game. All right. That's number one. Number two, go out there and win the big games. That's the easiest way to do it. You want to get people back on that USC bandwagon. The men of Troy got to go out there and win those big games. You've got to beat the Notre Dames. You got to beat the Washingtons when you have an opportunity to beat them. You got to win the Pac-12. You're right on the cusp, but now it's time to take the next step. And that comes down to people being on board with Helton and supporting him. And at the same time, you got to be patient with some of these coaches. You know, when I see Clay Helton, I've said it before and I'll say it again, I think about Dabo Sweeney. Got the interim job at Clemson back in 2008. People really weren't on board with him. A year later, he got Clemson to the ACC title game. In year three, they went 6-7, and some people wanted him gone. He turned it around. They went 10-4 in 2011, but then they got blown out in the Orange Bowl by West Virginia. But ever since that 2012 season, when Clemson was able to upset LSU in the Peach Bowl, things have got turned around. And now you've seen Clemson in the college football playoff in each of the last 5 years, including this one. And basically, when it comes to South Carolina and Georgia, in those two states, Clemson no longer has to beg for anybody to come there. They get their pick of the litter. And it all came down to the folks at Clemson being patient with Dabo Sweeney and eventually putting their full support behind him. And that is why Clemson is where they are right now. USC is no different. If people want this to work with Clay Helton and USC, everybody there needs to be on board. Fans, alumni, boosters, teachers, janitors, I don't care. Anybody who is affiliated with the USC program needs to be behind Clay Helton. The wins will come and the recruits will then come. Now, USC, they're headed to the Holiday Bowl to finish off their 2019 college football season. Hopefully, this news will be a shot in the arm for them. USC tends to get some quality recruits out of the San Diego area. Maybe they can make a recruiting trip out of it while they're down at the Holiday Bowl in San Diego and build off of that in order to start strong for 2020. I mean, USC schedule right off the bat, they got Alabama at AT&T Stadium to begin the 2020 season. You're talking about an Alabama team that just missed out on the college football playoff for the first time ever. And that Alabama team is definitely going to be hungry. But the men of Troy have an opportunity to win 9 games under Helton for the third time in his 4-plus years there, because 2015 was an interim year for him. So if you're the folks at USC, if this is your guy, get behind him 100%. Let him do his job. But the bottom line is, let him coach and get out of his way. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.